For at least 3,000 years, the peoples of the Pacific have gathered around a wooden bowl of muddy, earth-tasting liquid that loosens the tongue and settles the nerves, and unusually among intoxicants, leaves the mind clear. Kava is that drink, and its calm is not folklore. It lives in a family of molecules called the kava-lactones, which quiet anxiety by tuning the brain's main inhibitory receptor from an angle no benzodiazepine uses. The modern story of kava is the story of that mechanism, and of a liver safety panic that banned the plant, then largely exonerated it. This article is education, not medical advice. The Pacific's Cup of Calm. Kava is one of the oldest psychoactive preparations still in continuous ceremonial use. Made from the root and rhizome of Piper methysticum, the intoxicating pepper, a relative of black pepper, it has been cultivated and drunk across Oceania for at least 3,000 years. The root is pounded to a pulp, kneaded in cold water, and strained through cloth into a communal wooden bowl, the Fijian Tanoa, then served in half coconut shell cups. The names change with the islands: Yacona in Fiji, Awa in Hawaii and Samoa, Sakau in Pohnpei. But the social grammar is remarkably consistent. Kava opens formal welcomes, seals agreements, settles disputes, and lubricates the nightly gathering. The taste is earthy and bitter. The lips and tongue go briefly numb, and within half an hour, the drinker feels relaxed, sociable, and, as consumers have insisted for centuries and researchers now echo, mentally clear rather than fogged, NCCIH. Two cultivar categories matter for everything that follows. Noble kavas are the cultivars selected over generations for daily, sustainable drinking. Balanced, pleasant, and low in undesirable constituents. Two-day kavas are stronger and longer-lasting. The after-effects can linger into a second day and contain markedly more of the compounds now implicated in kava's rare harms, Soares et al. To J. ClinMed 2022. Traditional Pacific practice overwhelmingly favors noble cultivars prepared in water. Much of the modern safety controversy, as we will see, involves departures from both of those choices, the 6-kavalactones and the chemotype. Kava's activity resides in a family of styral pyrone molecules called kavalactones, or kavapyrones. Around 18 have been identified, but 6 account for roughly 96% of the kavalactone content of noble kava. Kavaine, dihydrocavaine, methistacin, dihydromethistacin, yangonin, and desmethoxyyangonin. Each is assigned a single-digit code, and the order of the 6 dominant lactones in a given plant is written as a 6-digit chemotype. A chemotype beginning with kavaine, coded 4, is characteristic of a noble kavaine-forward cultivar prized for a clear-headed, sociable calm. Profiles led by dihydromethysticin or dihydrocavaine tend to feel heavier and more sedating. This is not marketing folklore but pharmacology. The 6 lactones differ in their receptor actions, so the ratio the drinker consumes genuinely shapes the experience. Be on it, All Your Nutrients 2020. Kavaine is the most studied and the one most often isolated for research. It drives much of the anxiolytic signal. Mechanism: a multi-target anxiolytic that isn't a benzodiazepine. The headline action is at the GABA-A receptor, the brain's principal inhibitory switch. Kavalactones behave as positive allosteric modulators. They don't open the channel themselves, but amplify the effect of the brain's own GABA, tilting cortical and limbic circuits toward quiet. Crucially, they do this from a different position than benzodiazepines. In detailed electrophysiology, kavaine potentiated GABA-A receptors across many subunit combinations, and the decisive point, its effect was unaffected by flumazenil, the drug that blocks the classic benzodiazepine site, Chua et al., PLOS 1, 2016. Kava is enhancing GABA-A signaling, but not through the benzodiazepine pocket. That single fact explains a great deal. It is the mechanistic reason kava can produce benzodiazepine-like calm without cleanly reproducing the benzodiazepine tolerance and dependence profile, and why the two drug classes feel related but not identical. As with every psychoactive plant, the headline is not the whole chord. Kavalactones also block voltage-gated sodium and calcium channels, dampening excessive neuronal firing an excitatory neurotransmitter release, an anticonvulsant-like membrane-stabilizing action that likely underlies kava's muscle relaxant and mild analgesic qualities. Several kava-lactones reversibly inhibit monoamine oxidase B, desmethoxyyangonin, and yangonin are the notable MAOB inhibitors, which may nudge dopamine tone upward and contribute to the gentle mood lift. Cavane and methistacin weakly inhibit noradrenaline reuptake, and there is affinity for cannabinoid CB1 sites. Notably, kava's direct binding to the GABA-benzodiazepine site is limited. The anxiolysis is built from allosteric modulation plus ion channel and monoamine effects rather than from strong benzodiazepine-style receptor occupancy, Singh and Singh, CNS Drugs 2002. It is a distributed multi-target calm, which is exactly why its clinical character differs from a single-target sedative. Recent neuroimaging is consistent with the GABAergic story. A 2023 study reported kava-associated changes in GABA in the dorsal anterior cingulate cortex in people with generalized anxiety. Savage et al., Nutrients 2023. Effects and pharmacokinetics. Drunk traditionally, kava's effects begin in roughly 20-30 minutes, peak within 1 to 2 hours, and largely fade within a few hours. Users describe anxiolysis, muscle relaxation, easy sociability, and a mild euphoria. Classically, without the cognitive dulling of alcohol or benzodiazepines at moderate doses, a profile borne out by studies finding little impairment of memory or, in one line of work, of saccadic eye movements and cognition, even in heavy chronic users. That said, higher doses do impair coordination and reaction time, and driving after a heavy session is not safe. The isolated kava-lactone kavain is well absorbed and largely cleared within about 72 hours, mostly in urine. Interestingly, taking kavain within the whole kava matrix roughly triples its blood exposure compared with the pure compound, evidence that the lactones modify one another's pharmacokinetics. Matthews et al., Drug Metab Dispos, 2005. The interaction question runs through cytochrome P450. In the test tube, kava extract and several kava-lactones are potent inhibitors of CYP3A4, CYP2C9, CYP2C19, CYP1A2, and CYP2D6, enzymes that metabolize a large share of common medicines, which on paper flags real drug interaction potential, Matthews et al., Drug Metab Dispo 2002. In living humans, though, the picture is milder and inconsistent. A controlled study found no meaningful effect of kava on the CYP3A4 probe midazolam, and authoritative sources conclude the most reproducible human effect is modest CYP2E1 inhibition. The honest reading, treat kava as a plausible CYP inhibitor and avoid stacking it with narrow therapeutic index drugs while recognizing that the dramatic in vitro numbers overstate what happens in the body. The clinical evidence held honestly, kava has more controlled anxiety data than almost any other herbal. A 2003 Cochrane review pooled randomized trials and found kava extract significantly reduced anxiety on the Hamilton Anxiety Scale versus placebo, judging it a relatively safe, effective short-term option, Pittler and Ernst, Cochrane, 2003. A patient-level meta-analysis of the acetonic extract, WS1490, reported an odds ratio around 3.3 for treatment response. Vita et al., Phytothere Res, 2005. Saris's kava anxiety depression spectrum study, KADSS, 2009, a crossover trial of an aqueous extract, was strikingly positive, Saris et al. In 2009, and his 2013 six-week trial in generalized anxiety disorder again favored kava, Cohen's D0.62. Remission 26% versus 6%, with a hint that GABA transporter gene variants predicted response, Saris et al., 2013. Then came the counterweight. The KGAD trial, 2020, a 16-week multi-site phase 3 study of an aqueous kava extract, 240 mycavalactones per day, in 171 people with generalized anxiety disorder, found no significant benefit over placebo. The difference actually favored placebo slightly, Saris et al. At ANZJP 2020. This is the most rigorous kava anxiety trial to date, and it landed squarely against the earlier optimism. The fair synthesis is that kava shows a genuine short-term anxiolytic signal in several trials, but failed its stiffest, longest test. The effect, if real, is modest and may not hold up over months. Kava is a reasonable object of continued research and a plausible short-term aid. Not an established treatment for chronic anxiety disorders, Ui et al. 2018. Safety, the hepatotoxicity controversy. No account of kava is honest without the liver. In the early 2000s, a cluster of hepatotoxicity reports, some involving fulminant liver failure, transplantation, and death, prompted Germany 2002, the UK 2003, Switzerland, France, and Canada to ban or restrict kava. Between roughly 50 and 100 cases of clinically apparent liver injury have since been cataloged worldwide. The reaction was severe, and its economic effect on Pacific exporting nations was real. Two decades of investigation have reframed rather than dismissed the risk. Clinically apparent kava liver injury is real but rare. The NIH's liver tox estimates well under one case per million daily doses, while cautioning that spontaneous reporting captures only a fraction of true events. Liver tox, NIDDK. The injury is typically hepatocellular, appears 2 to 24 weeks after starting, sometimes carries immunoallergic features, and can recur on re-exposure. But the pattern of which kava caused harm points away from the traditional beverage. The pure kava lactonase are not intrinsically hepatotoxic in vitro. Suspicion has fallen instead on flavocavane B, a chalcone concentrated in 2-day cultivars, and in acetonic and ethanolic extracts. Organic solvents pull out more than 95% of the kava lactones and far more flavocavane B, whereas the traditional water preparation extracts only a few percent of the lactones and leaves most flavocavane B behind. And water extraction also retains glutathione, the antioxidant that flavocavane B depletes. Mechanistically, flavocavane B triggers glutathione depletion, oxidative stress, NF-kappa B inhibition, and caspase-mediated apoptosis in hepatocytes, Zhou et al., FASEBJ 2010. A 2007 WHO assessment and later reviews concluded that acetonic and ethanolic extracts carry higher risk than the traditional aqueous drink, WHO 2007, Teschke et al., BRJ Clin Pharmacol 2012. And German courts repeatedly found the outright ban disproportionate and poorly grounded in the evidence. Beyond the liver, chronic heavy use causes kava dermopathy, a dry, scaly, ichthyosis-like rash reported in a large share of regular Pacific drinkers, uncomfortable but reversible on cutting back, and likely tied to disrupted cholesterol and lipid handling in the skin, Hannum et al., Inna J. Dermatol 2014. And because kava is a CNS depressant, combining it with alcohol, benzodiazepines, or other sedatives risks additive impairment and may compound liver stress. The balanced verdict? For most people using noble water-prepared kava in moderation, serious harm is uncommon. But the risk is not zero. It is elevated by non-traditional products and heavy use, and anyone with liver disease or on hepatotoxic or sedative medications should be cautious. Regulatory status in 2026. The map is genuinely patchy. In the United States, kava is sold legally as a dietary supplement and anchors a growing network of kava bars. The FDA issued a 2002 consumer advisory about liver risk, but never banned it. In Germany, courts have progressively dismantled the ban, culminating in a 2024 Cologne Administrative Court ruling overturning the latest withdrawal as disproportionate, though the regulator, BfArM, has appealed. So noble kava medicines may return under strict warnings while the litigation continues, Cologne Court 2024. France and Austria maintain national bans, and kava remains hard to sell as a food or supplement across much of the EU and UK. Australia allows kava with a cap of 125 kava lactones per solid dose and reopened commercial importation through a controlled pathway, 2025 regulatory overview. Across the Pacific, kava is both a cultural cornerstone and a major export commodity, and regional and codex standards increasingly distinguish noble from two-day material. Regulatory status changes. Verify current national rules before relying on any of this. the honest bottom line. Kava is a rare case where traditional wisdom and modern pharmacology largely agree. A noble cultivar, prepared in water and drunk in moderation, is a mild, multi-target anxiolytic that works through a non-benzodiazepine GABA-A mechanism and generally spares cognition. The controlled trial record supports a short-term anxiety benefit, but the strongest study was negative, so the effect is modest and unproven for the long haul. The liver risk is real but rare and concentrated in non-traditional products, 2-day cultivars, solvent extracts, and flavocavane B, which is why bans imposed in a panic have been steadily walked back. The limitations are worth stating plainly. The exact receptor pharmacology is still being resolved, the anxiety evidence is mixed, the hepatotoxicity mechanism is probable rather than proven, and product quality in the supplement market is wildly variable. Held together, the picture is neither the miracle relaxant nor the liver poison of the headlines. It is a genuinely useful, culturally deep botanical whose safety depends heavily on which kava, prepared how ya, in what amount. UTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Kava can affect the liver and interacts with sedative drugs. It should not be combined with alcohol, benzodiazepines, or other CNS depressants. And people with liver disease or taking hepatotoxic medications should avoid it. Stop use and seek care for signs of liver injury, fatigue, nausea, abdominal pain, dark urine, or jaundice. This article is education, not medical advice.